Steve and Jill here.
I was going to say something like, Guten Tag. And then I was trying to think, oh, hola. I'm like, well, that's boring. And then I was thinking of another language and buenos dias. Here we go.
This is perfect reaction.
Uh-oh.
And entrance intro to the differences between men and women.
Uh-oh.
Steve and Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, Land Investment Real Estate Talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from sunny Southern California.
Today, Jill and I talk about how men and women approach land investing.
I love it. Differently, among other things.
So it turns out there's some differences between men and women in general in life. And it's not that far off from the differences in how we approach investing in land. And they both have equal and incredibly valuable merit and contribution to getting stuff done. So that's kind of what the show is talking about. It's not to dog on each other,
Although
that may happen.
Huh.
It's actually to celebrate our differences and use them to make some dough.
Exactly.
Before we get into it, though, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Nancy asks, hello. At the moment, I am paycheck to paycheck, but I can probably get $250 up in the next month for a deal. Okay. What I'm asking is, would someone be willing to go half on, say, a $500 wholesale deal and split any profit? This way I can get my feet wet and hopefully earn some cash so I can do other deals on halves and split again. Then eventually do deals on my own. I hope to benefit and learn from the sales side of business and eventually earn enough money for a monthly membership where I can then learn the acquisition side. The only experience that I have in real estate is a few years back, I wholesaled a house. Well, that's good.
Got it
under contract, then assigned the contract to another, the second one I did. I was not able to find anyone for the contract and had to let it go back.
You got your feet wet.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really great.
What's your advice to this person?
Hey, that's not. It's a creative way to get started, and I don't think it's nuts. The only thing is, I'm not sure how much, you know. What I guess I would have to talk to her and just find out what she's able to contribute, including the $250 towards it. Like, could you help me with the marketing part of it? Can you help me with this? So. Each person's, you know, equally doing some of the work to justify splitting the profit, not just one person doing all the work and one person sitting back and observing. I'm just being honest. So what are your thoughts?
I'm going to paint a picture here.
Okay.
It's a very accurate picture of a material number of people who are listening or watching to this right now. I don't have any money. I have a pretty good job. I live in a house and an apartment. And I'm going to work just like the rest of the world every day, wondering what's going to happen. Not wondering, but trying to put a plan together because I really just don't want to do this job that I'm in the rest of my life, but I don't have any money. I make enough to pay the bills with a little bit extra, which I end up spending on beer every month, even though I tell myself I won't. Keep my sanity.
This is awesome. You're like, let me just give you a hypothetical situation, and it's down to the beer money. This is awesome. Talk about specific. Yeah.
So what I'm thinking in the back of my mind.
Car payment came due, and I forgot. Oh, shoot, and then I had to register my car.
That's real life right there.
All about that. Yes, okay.
So in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, like every other person who's ever started in real estate, me included, and this is incorrect, by the way, I'm thinking, I got to save up some money for a down payment on some real estate, or in our case, some dough to buy a piece of property to just get this thing kickstarted.
Mm-hmm.
And that couldn't be further from what you should be thinking about. What you should be forget about the money. I'm telling you, you probably heard old guys like me say this, and you're forget about the money, but that's because you have a bunch of money. That's not what I mean. I really mean
you just sound like you're 80.
Forget about the money. If you come to us or anyone else in this group and you spent the last 6 months learning how to buy and sell real estate, listening to these podcasts, you don't have to join.
Mm-hmm.
Just learn how to use the mail, understand data, and really absorb. We have a person who is on our staff right now who sleeps, eats, and breathes every time they're off work buying land. I've never, of all the people we've ever had work for us, I've never seen any more potential than this one guy.
Yeah.
If that's you, forget about the money. Learn how to do this. Eventually get a subscription. So if you want to save up for anything, save up. And I'm not selling anything.
Yeah.
Become a member or figure out how to get access to some data somewhere or whatever until you can actually afford to do it the right way, which is join our group.
Mm-hmm.
Then get some mail out and bring in some great deals. At that point, you still don't have any money, right?
Right.
You're still going to this stupid job and you're buying a quarter barrel every month.
You're buying a what?
A quarter barrel of beer.
Oh.
Because it's cheaper than, never mind. See, that's the difference between men and women. I know what a quarter barrel is.
And I did Jill, not know what
Jill
a quarter
knows
barrel.
What kind of champagne she's going to drink tonight.
That's true.
That's what we're going to talk about in the real okay. part of this show. Now, you send a bunch of mail out. You still kind of don't know what you're doing, and you don't have any money. Totally okay. Some deals are going to come back.
Yep.
Some people are going to sign some stuff. You're going to look at these deals, and you're going to say, all right. This looked to me, because I'm so educated, self-educated over the last 6 months, like a great deal. I'm going to call. I'm going to go on the Thursday call with us, or Wednesday webinar, and ask about it. Ask if somebody wants to do the deal. And mm-hmm. people are going to come out of the woodwork to partner this thing with
mm-hmm.
you. So shoot a lot higher than an extra $250. There's yep. so much. Don't let money stop you. Forget about the money.
It's true.
You need to find a great deal. A signed purchase agreement. That first deal, let's say it's $14,000, $8,000, $6,000, some number like that, and you know it's worth $40.
Right.
Jill and I will do that deal with you all day long through yep. our deal funding channels, and so will like 400 other people in our group,
exactly.
literally. So that's what you should focus on. Is that?
Beautiful.
Okay, good.
Thank you.
Today's topic, how men and women approach land investing differently. This is the meat of the show. It's no... secret, then men and women are different.
Yep.
And I will go as far to say this, and it's never going to change. So you can spend a lot of time, like my parents did, arguing mm-hmm. about that and sitting there staring at each other saying, I just don't understand why you don't understand me. Or you can manage it like Jill and I do, personally and professionally, and say, yeah, Jill's driven by emotions and generally about talking and feeling your way through a transaction and making sure everybody's happy at the end of it, including herself. And so that's not to say she's not technical, because she's a licensed pilot and she can rip through a spreadsheet like nobody I've ever seen. But I'm just saying she approaches doing a real estate transaction 180 degrees differently than I ever will. And that's what makes us great partners. I think a lot of people really look at anyone else that's different than themselves, male or female or from anywhere out of another country, and say, man, that mm-hmm. person's really different from me. There's no way I can work with that person or get along, or I'm not going to keep an open mind about it. When what they should be saying is, yeah, Jill completely approaches this stuff differently. How can we work together to make this better? And so that's the gist of it. Mm-hmm. Men and women look at everything differently. And so, you know, since the 1960s in this country, there's been this massive movement to, like, some people call it equality, some people call it all kinds of stuff, when in fact we should celebrate it and really not just celebrate it but utilize it to our own benefit.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, did you write some stuff about how we do deals differently? That's the big picture difference here. I've always wondered why this is such a big problem.
Well, you know what's interesting about this? Like, I was thinking about it, and I don't think I'm the typical woman, honestly.
I don't either.
So for me, it was kind of hard to come up with some things. I do know that we are typically, as far as the decision-making process, we are typically more conservative, which is often a good thing.
But together, I think we are.
No,
you
I
mean,
mean
women.
Women are.
Oh, she says
bit, yeah.
we.
I mean,
she says we.
Excuse me.
Not
I mean,
Jill and I.
Women.
As a you know, lifelong dedicated, you know.
No, I'm
committed
talking about
partners.
I'm talking about the topic.
The different we. The gender we.
I'm talking about the topic of the show. We. We women. You men. So you quarter keg, whatever that is, quarter barrel. I know what a keg is. Hey, you don't do a quarter keg. It's a quarter barrel.
Sorry,
I'm all confused. And I know what a trawler is, right? Is that what that is called? Growler. Trawler.
Oh, a growler.
Growler.
A trawler is a large
a
fishing boat.
Anyway, clearly I'm not a great beer. I appreciate a good beer, but I'm not like a beer connoisseur, obviously. So there we go. Okay, so anyway, we make decisions differently. I was trying to think about, okay, how we approach land investing differently. Number one, our overall business setup might be different. The way we would organize our things for men. When it comes to making the decisions, we are typically a little more conservative on the buy side, hopefully not on the sell side, but, you know, making just kind of extra checking things, which is not a bad thing. So, and I've seen this in other relationships where he's all into this and she says, wait a minute, what about this? And he goes, oh, I missed that, you know, where it's a good thing. It's usually a good yin and yang. So it's a really good thing. But about the communication, and the way people communicate, I know men that talk a whole lot too.
Let me ask you a couple of questions. Let's take it back to the third grade level here. Okay. Let's just ask you a bunch of questions. 40-acre property comes in San Bernardino County. And it comes in from the mail, from the former offer campaign. What's the first thing you do?
Look it up.
And where do you, like, give us a lot of detail.
Parcel Fact. I just wrote a blog on this.
You look it up on Parcel Fact. What do you check for?
Well, here, let me tell you real quick. I did a blog real quick, and it's how to do a quick due diligence in 5 minutes. And it's 2 minutes in Parcel Fact, 2 minutes in Google Earth, and like 1 minute in just somewhere out there just to double check your pricing.
Well, so can you answer it? Because I'm going to see if it's the same thing I do.
Okay.
Because I want to know if it's different based on gender or just maybe how we approach this. I don't know.
Oh, okay. So the deal comes in. I pull up on Parcel Fact. I'm checking, confirming I'm talking to the right person, first of all. If I'm not, I'm not even going to bother anymore there. So make sure I have the right person. I'm looking over the... it's in my face now.
Go ahead.
Thank you. I'm looking at it on the map real quick. I'm looking at access. I'm looking at the grading. I'm doing some quick eyeball stuff there.
Have you talked to the seller yet?
You know what? Honestly, I'm looking at a signed offer. I'm either looking at a signed offer. This is where this is for. Or I'm talking to them on the phone, theoretically. Okay. This is while I'm on the phone with them.
So you don't go through any of this until you actually, in your head, know it's for real.
Oh, yes.
Like,
correct.
You've already established price.
Yeah, I've got the signed offer. I'm now deciding if I want to do the deal.
Okay, good. Me too. Because I won't spend any time on it unless I know it's real.
No, and it's the same with deal funding. When people submit things, I had one just submitted the other day where it was... there was no signed purchase agreement, and they said, I have them at this price. I'm trying to get them to this price. I'm like, why are we even talking?
Yeah.
You know, please don't submit it until you have a deal. And you're happy about it, thrilled about it, and you're comfortable with it and confident with it. You're not just like, hey, what do you think? So that's for this deal thing. It's got to be, so we're on the same page there. It's got to be done, locked in, with an offer price, seller ready to go, purchase agreement in hand. And now I'm going, how good is this property? You know, was it priced right? Do I even want it now? What if it doesn't have access? What if it's on a hill? What if it's got so much back taxes on it, it's more than what the property's worth? All these things are possible. Or what if, too, the person that I just sent whose name it's in died 6 years ago and no one did anything about it? So we need to confirm all those things first, and I can do all of that in Parcel Fact real quick. Then I go to the next phase. Now I'm really getting more eyes on it. Checking the grading. Does it look like a floodplain? You know, is there going to be any issues there? Can I see, are there people building around it? Does it look like that area has utilities? You know, some other things there. This is just quick 5 minutes. And then last, I'm double checking the price too, if it passes all those tests. And if I spot something, it doesn't mean I'm going to stop. It means I'm making a note like, all right, I need to pull that and I need to pull that. So kind of thing, or somebody does, you know. Then the last thing is I'm going to double check in my pricing. I might do a quick little glance around there to see what's out there available at the same size. What are they asking? How, you know, does it look like things are moving in this area still? Because some of these offers are how many years old too that we get returned. And then it's either after 5 minutes, it's a yep, take it to the next phase, spend a little more time on it. Or we're not doing it because one of those things, it didn't pass.
I have a much more condensed approach.
Oh.
The property comes in, and I assume that it's a real deal.
Right.
I immediately go into Parcel Fact, find the boundaries, which takes seconds. I put it into Google Earth, and Realtor.com at the exact same time. I'm checking for exactly one thing. Can I sell this property for 2 to 3 times what I know I can purchase it for? And that manifests itself in the following way. Is there like-kind property that's listed for a lot more on Realtor.com right now in the very immediate area, if not next to it? Number one. Number two, while Google Earth is loading, I'm dumping in GPS coordinates. And I literally go into Google Earth and create a video, which I may or may not record. This is all in the first 30 seconds of the deal coming in. And this video, how I perceive this video, like usually doing a circular thing around it, standing as if I was standing on the and looking up, maybe there's mountains around it or whatever's around it, other properties, trees and stuff. Does this video look unbelievably fantastic? Because that will sell the property. So I'm not even thinking about buying it. I'm actually thinking about the exit strategy in the first 30 seconds. How am I going to get out of this thing before I get in it? And I think that may drive men specifically and their decision making. You know, men are famous for not wanting to commit to anything. And that's just, there's no different here. It's no different. Like, I do not want to own this property for more than 15 seconds if I have to.
Right.
I just want to create some equity.
Right.
So I don't want to go through a big process. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to have any emotion about it. I'll run the other way.
Right.
I just want to convert it to more cash. So while I don't think you're the regular female at all ever, I do think that there are people that enjoy the process more than they enjoy the end. And, we've all experienced both genders, but I specifically have been exposed to a lot of women in my life that not socially or anything, just work people and all that.
That's okay. You don't have to explain.
We have people that we work with right now, not in our staff, but we work colleagues that love the process of buying real estate.
Yeah.
They're still relatively new at this, and they love to go through the whole talking through it and looking at all the contracts and we buy and sell a lot of houses with them as partners. They love to go there and walk through the house and all of it.
Do you know what my cure for that is?
Bankruptcy?
No. No.
Because that's where you're going to be headed. If you love real estate and you just love everything about it, this isn't for you.
No.
If you
are you
love
ready?
Data,
tell me you're ready.
This is for you.
Are you ready now?
Yeah.
That's not my cure. My cure for that is if you're sending out enough mail, you quickly don't have enough time to do that. That's the bottom line. Like, I don't have time to, and I'm seeing so many deals now. It's not my first, second, third, fourth, 10th, 20th, 100th. I've seen enough deals now that I can, I've learned a lot. I've learned from you. I learned from the best, how to eyeball this and make quick decisions and move on to the next one.
Well said.
Thank you.
And I'll wrap it up on this because I did make mental notes on the show. There are certain people on this planet that have to finish stuff. Jill and I happen to have that personality. When we start something, we have to finish. In a lot of cases, and it's probably to our detriment, we can't start the next project unless the one before it's finished, or at least substantially finished and functioning and in good hands, let's call it. And again, I've been exposed to a lot of women in the workplace that have a problem finishing stuff.
Is this show just really that you wanted to talk, get this? Is this kind of a need to get this out there?
When is it not?
Is it weighing on you?
When are these shows? These shows are all Read Between the Lines. It's just a Steve ranting about whatever he's upset about. It's all bundled up in a pretty package with you sitting next to me and real estate.
So the real...
It's really just me.
So the real topic is
being angry.
What annoys Stephen about how women and men approach land investing? That's really what the topic is. Let's just call a spade a spade. I'm like, why is this not ending how I thought it would?
I don't think people choose to listen to a podcast because they, violently disagree with the people that are talking on it.
Okay.
I think they
violently. You have a great word. Great. Your vocabulary is like none other, Stephen. I got to tell you. And I really do love that about you. I violently love you about that. I'm gonna write that down too. That's my new word for the day. Whatever you do, go at it violently.
Somebody needs to suit over this stuff.
That's awesome.
Please don't do anything violent.
No, a meeting with aggression and get it done. I want you to violently tackle that spreadsheet today. That's what I mean. Not violently, you know, drive home.
Oh, Jill.
That's so good. Seriously, that's a new one.
Well, you've done it again. You spent another 20 minutes or so listening to the Land Academy show, if you can call it that. Join us next time for the episode called Member Steve Manis Shares Mobile Home Lot Success Stories.
It's good. And we answer your questions. Post that on our online community, landinvestors.com. It's free.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
You know, the only thing I wrote down, and I was trying to think, like, what can I talk about? How men and women are different. But one of the things that I love, that this is mostly a guy's world, and I love being a woman in a guy's world.
Why is that? You've said that over the years,
up.
And I think that's great.
I mean, I think it's, well, because you know what? I don't think they expect me to know what I know, and I don't think they expect me to come up with the ideas and get things done like I do. And I actually just like kind of love the shock.
I mean, you're very good at and very comfortable adapting to the environment that you're in at the time.
Thank you.
You know, and I don't think it's for unhealthy reasons. Like, I think some people do that just to be accepted because there's this underlying problem. But I think you do it just because you want to get in there and have some fun and contribute and reap the benefits from whatever the environment is. And I think there's a lot of problems in the world, like way bigger than this show, where people have a tough time acclimating to the environment that they're in. And they fight it. You know, they fight to be accepted for who they are instead of when in Rome, you know, acclimating themselves into, you know, the behavior that I have on this show in front of this camera is absolutely different than how we are in a live event, and completely different than how I would be presenting in a boardroom to raise capital for a new company. So there's thus not just one Steve. It's like whatever environment, you know, and you're very, very good at that.
Thank you.
I think I've seen a lot of women really fight that because they just want to be accepted for who they are.
That's true.
You know, I can go into it.
No,
talk about
we
this
shouldn't.
For hours
That's
and
okay.
Hours and hours.
Thank you. We're good. Wherever you are watching, wherever you are listening, please subscribe and rate us there. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.